I don't know whether to call this Holy Spirit high or rising up in praise, but our topic tonight is going to be about praise. You know, we got the Spirit. And I was in a conversation with somebody today, and we talked about being high on Holy Spirit. You know, one thing I've noticed going down the street here in Norman, Oklahoma, believe it or not, you would think it was so conservative. There's probably one to two to three pot shops, marijuana dispensaries on every block. So I guess they've changed the laws here. But hey, you know what? I don't feel like I got to have that to get high. We got the Spirit of God within us. And every time we speak in a tongue, we're speaking the wonderful works of God. And there's a wonderful record in the book of Acts, chapter 2, that happened closely thereafter of the day of Pentecost. And it's closely related to this because, you know what, there's no substitute for perfect praise. And I'm not saying necessarily that the only way to praise God is by speaking in tongues in the Spirit, but it is certainly one of the greatest ways to be able to praise God in the Spirit. Well, in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Hey, that was quite a camp meeting there, huh? Quite a revival that took place. Folks, for the first time, it's spoken in tongues. And it was a confirmation that the Holy Spirit had been given. And this is what happened in those days following Pentecost. Verse 42, and it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods, and they parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." Verse 47, doing what? Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Boy, you talk about standing together. How about a great example here in the first century, right after Pentecost? It says, "And they continued steadfastly. And all that believed were together. And all had things common, and they continuing daily with one accord." You know what also they were doing together and unified in one accord, according to verse 47? They were praising God. Praising God. That is one of the greatest things that has been given to the Christian church today, is the availability to worship and to praise God by way of the Spirit. There was a wonderful man who lived a number of years ago. His name was Dwight Moody. Many of you have heard of him. And he made a statement that said, "I don't care where it is, what part of the world it's in, if we have a praise church, we'll have successful Christianity." So we rise up in praise. We recognize and realize one of the greatest expressions of our love for God can be as we express praise and worship to Him by way of the Spirit. You know, Jesus talked about it in John 4:24. If you remember that verse, which I'm sure many of you do, because in a lot of these cases I'm quote unquote preaching to the choir, so to speak. Some of these things are not, it's not new news, but boy, it's great to get excited about it, and how can you ever praise too much, right? We want to have a church that's praising God, worshiping God, and that becomes our primary focus of, you know, our hearts in unity together and joined together And that just brings such great, glory to God, but it just blesses God. John 4:24 says God is A, and that word, word letter we're going to take out, God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, God's not like a man, but God's spirit. God is spirit, and God gave mankind the perfect spirit of the divine nature because of what Jesus Christ did and accomplished, and then made it available for mankind to then again be reunited with God in fellowship forever and ever and ever. And in the here and now, we've got things that we can do and operate. And one of those great things is to manifest the Spirit and manifest that Spirit together. You know, the devil, he so dislikes, and I would say even hates, the genuine praise of God. You know why? Because his fiery darts of discouragement and discontentment and condemnation, they're not effective against us when we respond in praise. A number of years ago, I did a teaching. Praise confuses the enemy. He throws all these things at us, expecting us to respond, or actually to react to those things. And when we respond with praise, it just totally blows to smithereens any plans that the adversary might have for us, because he's not expecting us to respond like that. He so hates the praise of Christians. You know what? So he gets people distracted and gets them away from it and gets them absorbed in the things of the world and the COVID this and the political this, and like Bob shared last night, all these other distractions, when really our heart and our mindset, our focus can be on living a lifestyle of praise. Amen? Yeah. You know, in Isaiah chapter 61, there's been a verse in there that's always blessed me to read. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Give you a moment if you're looking, otherwise you can just listen. This is right in that area where the prophecy is given that Jesus spoke when he stood up in the temple. Remember that? He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of what? Praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God has given us that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now that speaks really loudly to my ears and heart that there's an answer. There's a process. There's something we can do when it seems like the storms of life are just breaking all around us. What is that? Praise. Praise. That we rise up as a church in praise. And like it said in Acts chapter 2, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. See? First and foremost, it was praise and praise. We'll look again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There's a great quotation that said, we would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. We would worry less if we praised more. How about we have a habitual lifestyle of praising? Praising God the first thing we do when we open our eyes in the morning. First thing that we do when our feet hit the floor. We're praising. we're praising. We're praising fanatics, okay? We're just going to do whatever it takes to remind ourselves to continue to praise God, because it's just such a blessing and so such a benefit, and it really blesses God. I'm telling you, it's crazy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I love this section. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 19, quench not the Spirit. Don't let the Spirit be, although it would never be put out completely, it could certainly be turned down on low. Well, hey, you know what? Just like a gas or an electric stove or whatever, let's just turn it up to high, okay? Let's get it in our hearts and minds that this is something that's profitable for us to continue to do. And you know what? Praise confuses the enemy. Praise opens the door for a lot of deliverance, a lot of wonderful things to happen. Plus, it relieves us of having to worry so much about how things are going to work out. I made the determination the other day that I can't solve everybody's problems, you know, because I do get a lot of phone calls, like possibly you do as well, where people are searching and struggling for answers. Now, we can give direction, we can give advice according to the dictates and the wisdom of God and the scriptures and that sort of thing, but the reality of solving someone's problem for them is not really our job. And I used to love what Ken Petty would say, let God be God. And we will do what we are responsible to do. And one of those simple things that I can think of right now is to give praise to Almighty God. Amen? So, like that saying that Dwight Moody, I don't care where it is, what part of the world it's in, if we have a praise church, we're going to have a successful church. I'm going to play another song here. We got plenty of time. And then I'm going to open it up, have a couple of folks do some manifestations. All right? God bless you. listen to that. Wow. Incredible, guys.